prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the wah-wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that box wah-wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Ouch. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I will be your host this afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. That was a band called Pelican off of their latest album, City of Echoes. That was the title track, and I played them because I saw Pelican last night at Richards on Richards, and it was effing amazing. It was so good. I didn't even see the opening band or bands. I don't know how many bands were playing before them, but when I got there, Pelican had just finished setting up, and they started, and it was so good, and it was amazing. They're like an instrumental band, but it's still like, I like to listen to Pelican at home and have it as like good background music to like when I'm doing chores or whatever, or when I'm doing something else. And I wasn't sure about like their live performance, because there was the possibility that they could just go up on stage and just do their thing, just stand there and play, in which case I probably would have been bored out of my mind. And it's not like they even went nuts either. It's just they had something going on stage, certain stage magic, if you will, and it was really good. There's not much that I can really explain about it, but if you were there, you know what I'm talking about. There are quite a few people there, which honestly surprised me, because I didn't see a lot of advertisement for this show. I saw a few posters, but I wasn't expecting a lot of people to be there, but there were. It was pretty crowded, which I really enjoyed. So good times last night. That was probably like the best part of my night. I had a pretty long night. I went to a lot of places, didn't have a good time, but the Pelican show was pretty awesome. That was a highlight of my night. Good times. Everything else sucked. I spent most of my night by myself on the curb in front of the Biltmore, and it really sucked. But Pelican was really good. So thank you, Pelican, for being amazing, and thank you to their guitarist for being really hot. Yes. That's what I have to say about that. Today, I have some new Turbo Negro. Maybe some new Unseen. Some new stuff from the Cribs. We'll see how it goes. What else? I totally forgot what I was going to say. That sucks. Whatever. I'll play some new music. If you wanted to hear anything in particular, doesn't have to be new. Just give me a call here. The studio, 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. I was about to give you my cell phone number, which would have been terrible. UBC-CITR is the phone number. So give me a ring if you want to hear anything in particular, and I will try to make that happen for you. But right now, I have a local band called Ghost House. Some of you may be familiar with them. They have a new EP out called These Are Ghost House. Yeah, I'm not saying that wrong. That's really what it's called. So I'll be playing a song off of that for you, and then we'll see how it goes from there. Yeah? Okay. So this is some new Ghost House on We All Fall Down. Yeah.
boy's always wrong and always right.
Ready to head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done a work study? I did it in the past, and it was great experience and good money.
Don't you need to have a student loan to qualify?
Not anymore. You don't need a loan or an application to get work study. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or permanent resident studying at UBC. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, Work Study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings.
That's solid advice. I will definitely check out Work Study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a Work Study job, visit Career Services online at www.students.ubc.ca/workstudy.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. A little PSA for work study here. If you're interested in getting involved at CITR, or maybe really, there are a lot of places around campus that offer work study positions. But if you're a student here at UBC, CITR is one of the places that you can apply to work for as a work study student. And it's a great experience. I didn't do it personally. I don't know why. I really should have, because when I was a student here at UBC, I'd spend a lot of time at CITR. Totally should have. Whatever. It's in the past now. But everyone that I know a lot of my friends have done the work study here have really enjoyed it, and they get paid quite a bit of money to do so, more than you'd probably expect as a working student. But it's great, yeah, if you are interested in doing so, check that out. It's a good experience. What was I going to say? Don't remember anymore. What did I play last? Something. Let's check it out. I played Turbo Negro. That's some new stuff by them. Off of their album, Retox. It looks like someone took a piece of paper and like a ballpoint pen and maybe just like drew something, and that's the album cover. It's pretty awesome. That song is called Boys From Nowhere, and I played them because they are coming to town. They're coming to Vancouver in a couple months. I'll tell you about that show in just a bit when I do my concert listings and event listings in just a bit. So stay tuned for that. And before Turbo Negro, I played Ghost House. Wait, yes, I spelled that wrong on the computer. Ghost House, off of their EP, These Are Ghost House. That song was called Traditional. At least I think it's called Traditional. All of the song titles are listed on the back, but they're not numbered. So I'm assuming that this song is the song called Traditional. So, yeah, and I played Pelican before that because I saw them and they were so amazing last night. I'm still really excited from it. It's been a long week. Last week I also saw Subtle, so I've seen quite a few good shows in the past little bit, which I'm thankful for. It's been a long week. I also got my like septum pierced on Thursday. I have it taken out right now because it wasn't well done. It wasn't a good time. Wasn't a good time at all. I don't want to tell you where I got it done because maybe it was like a one-time thing and they only screwed it up on me. But it screwed up, and I got my actual piercer to check it out afterwards, and it didn't look good, but I'm getting it redone. I've had a really weird week for like body mods and stuff. First, my piercing doesn't work out. I missed my original tattoo appointment, and I missed my original tattoo appointment because I was interviewing the transmitters. And I gave myself like an hour and a half to get the interview done, which is more than enough time. Usually when I interview a band, I need maximum half an hour to get as much like information that I need. That, you know, half an hour goes a long way when you're transcribing an interview. Half an hour of talking is a lot of writing, but apparently like an hour and a half wasn't enough time. It was really weird. In the future, when I have that interview edited down and such, I will maybe attempt to play it. There was a lot of irrelevant information and a lot of irrelevant topics that were being thrown around during the interview, so I might not even get clearance to play this interview. But it's really funny, so I hope I can put it together for you guys. And it will be coming out in magazine form soon, and I'll be telling about that more later. But yeah, if the transmitters, they're out there. They're really weird. Yeah, I've talked to them all before, but not in an interview context. And this time it was interesting. It was really good. It was really funny. But because it went like way over time, it threw off my whole schedule. And I ended up having a mug full of espresso by accident. I thought it was just like straight black coffee. I thought it was kind of strong. Yeah, it was a lot of coffee. Espresso. A mug full of it. And no milk, because I can't drink milk. And like lots of sugar. And I ended up staying up all night, curled up in my bed, having anxiety attacks and being depressed for no reason. Because that's what it did to me. I hate coffee. I hate it so much right now. But that's enough rambling. I guess I just wanted to bring up the transmitters so that I could play them. The transmitters, they have their first full-length album out in CD form. They've released everything. They've released like 7 inches, all their singles on 7 inches, up until now. Now they have a CD for the common folk. It's just a self-titled album. I believe it is on Deranged Records. I'm playing a song for you off of this album called Do I Really Want to Know. So this is some transmitters on We All Fall Down. Ouch.
Remember grade school. Hoping that the day would end so we could go play. But it
Seem more dumb than I was by now. Where is my bigger picture? smile. One of them was you for just a little while. You left me for dead so far away. I replace you with fear and shame. You'll be happy on the day I die. There are things that used to make me laugh, but now they're deeply buried in the past. I left them there so far away. Replace my humor with my pain. I'll be happy on the day it dies. Remember when I said I love you? Well, forget it, I take it back. I was just a stupid kid back then. I take back every word that I said. Used to make you cry. One of them was me for just a little while. Why is it that you had to say goodbye in your special way? Slash the tires on my car. Remember when I said I love you? Well, forget it, I take it back. I was just a stupid kid back then. I take back every word that I said. Remember when I said I love you? Well, forget it, I take it back. I was just a stupid kid back then. I take back every word that I said.
Made Hey!
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was some recent stuff by a band called The Unseen off of their album Internal Salvation. Internal Salvation is the album title. That song was called Break Away. Before that, I played The Queers off of their most recent album, Monkey Brain. That song was called Houston, We Have a Problem. Before that, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. They released an EP about a month ago or so, called Is, maybe. That song was called Kiss Kiss, and there are a couple songs on it that I'm pretty sure came out a long time ago. Rockers to Swallow and Down Boy. Aren't those really old Yeah 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 songs? Like songs that came out before Fever to Tell? I don't know what they're doing. But I play a song called Kiss Kiss. Before that, I played The Brains off of their album Hell and Back. That song's called Zombie Walk. And I played that song because Vancouver is having another zombie walk this year. Happens every August. This year it is August 25th. I booked that day off of work. I told them ahead of time. I was like, I can't work August 25th. And everyone was like, why? And I was like, oh, I'm busy. And now I'm even kind of skeptical about it because I've been the last 2 years. It was fun, but it's becoming like way too big now. And you know when you have like, you have your own little thing and it's cool because not a lot of people know about it. And then you start to not like it because everybody's doing it after a while. It's kind of like that. And it's kind of like bands. When you like bands and they're really small and then they become huge, you're like, oh, crap. I don't want to associate myself with these people. I can't like this band anymore. Damn it. It's kind of like that. Kind of. Before The Brains, I played Alkaline Trio. Off of their album From Here to Infirmary, that song was called Stupid Kid with an amazing video that I believe had to be edited because when that video originally came out, it had a questionable ending that kind of banned the video from a lot of stations or play or whatever. But it's all over like the internet, so you can check it out and stuff. Before the Alkaline Trio, I played Attack in Black off of their album Marriage. That song was called Broken Things, and I started off that set with The Transmitters off of their self-titled album. That song is called Do I Really Want to Know. If you ever wanted to check out my playlist online, you can do so via the World Wide Web at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. You can check out what I played every week and stuff. Sometimes I forget to do it right away, but I always try to remember and keep it updated and stuff. And you can also check out my podcasts online. So just in case you really love my show or whatever and you want to listen to it on repeat, you can do so through the CITR website at www.citr.ca. And you can find the podcast for most of our shows on CITR through our website. And I think by the end of the year, our goal is to have every single show on CITR podcasted, which would be pretty awesome, because most of you probably have day jobs and stuff, and you probably miss a lot of the really cool shows that go on during the day at CITR. Maybe. And so that's a good way to get a hold of them, to have access to them. What else was I going to do? Concert listings. That's what I was going to talk to you about. Concerts. Shows, if you will. Gigs, maybe, what you call them. Coming up here in Vancouver. I told you a while ago that I played some new Turbo Negro. I never know if it's Turbo Negro or Turbo Negro because I hear people say it both ways. Questions. Turbo Negro, they're coming to Vancouver. They're playing October 11th at the Commodore Ballroom. What else? What's going on? Thor is having a CD release party at the Lamplighter August 18th. The Blood Brothers were going to play in Vancouver August 19th at the Plaza, but they are not. That show is canceled. Suckers! The next night, Strung Out are playing at the Croatian Cultural Center August 20th. Is that August 20th? Yes, that says August 20th. What else can you check out? You can check out, this looks like an interesting local show. Bison Jaws and the China Creeps are playing at the Cobalt August 20th. That looks like a four. Everything's falling. August 24th at the Cobalt. Go-Go Bordello are playing at the Commodore Ballroom beginning of September 2nd. To be precise. What else is going on? The next night, you can check out Art Brut at Richards on Richards, September 3rd. And I checked out Art Brut a while ago. It wasn't the last time they were here. It was the time before. And it was good times. It was really good. I hadn't heard a lot of their music, but their show, pretty good. It was good times. What else is going on? The Ravenettes are coming back to Vancouver, and I miss them every single time they come to Vancouver. But this time, it will be different. It will be different this time. The Ravenettes are playing here in Vancouver at Richards on Richards, October 29th. Henry Rollins is doing an evening of spoken word. Sounds so much more sophisticated than it actually is. But an evening of spoken word with Hank Rollins at the Center for Performing Arts is happening October 30th. And the Hives are also coming to Vancouver, but they're opening for like a really crappy band. At the Pacific Coliseum, November 3rd. What else is going on? Oh, right. Cannibal Corpse. They're playing with the Black Dahlia Murder, Red Cord, and Gotor, Croatian Cultural Center, September 26th. And the day of that show, they'll also be at HMV on Robson doing an autograph signing, an in-store. It was supposed to be an in-store performance, but it's just going to be an autograph signing, which is really cool. I'm going to go, and I'm going to get them to sign the hand axe that I won from that Guitar Hero tournament. It's going to be awesome. Going to be fun. The Cure also coming to Vancouver. I think I'll be playing The Cure in just a second because I love them. They're coming to Vancouver October 9th. They're playing at GM Place. The Black Lips are also coming to Vancouver. That will be a good show. That I hope to check out. The Black Lips are playing at Richards on Richards October 11th. And the UK Subs are coming to Vancouver as well. Yes, the UK Subs. You can't see me, but I am wagging my finger at you right now because we should all go to this. You should all check out the UK Subs because this will probably be like your last chance to see this band. The UK Subs are coming to Vancouver October 16th. I don't know if there's been a venue announced for this yet, but I will keep you updated. Once I find out, I will let you know. That should be good for concert listings right now. Getting cotton mouth and I'm kind of hungry. But that's irrelevant. Yeah, that's about it for me. Be on for another less than 10 minutes or so. Coming up next, we have Robin doing the Inksteads show. And then after that, we have Crimes and Treasons with, it was always Rico, Brennan, and Jules, but I don't think Rico does it anymore. Rico is way too busy. He's busy getting paid to do other DJing gigs around town. So if you miss Rico, he's actually coming out with a new mixtape, the Rockers NYC, I think Volume 2 mixtape. And I got a promo copy of it. He gave me like a CDR of it, and it's good times. It's fun. It's not just hip-hop. It crosses genres, and I played it at work, and it is really good. So keep your ear to the ground for that. If you miss Rico, he DJs like Tuesdays at the Century House and Fridays at Shine and stuff, and I think he does a couple other nights. I miss seeing him around the station and stuff. But Jules and Brendan are still around to do Crimes and Treasons. That is coming up at 3 o'clock today. Oh, it's time for me to stop rambling. It is. Like I said, I have The Cure lined up for you, and this is one of my favorite Cure songs. Hopefully they play this when I get to see them on October 9th. But this is the A Forest by The Cure on CITR. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle Robbins, coming up next to do his Robert Smith fat man dance. I
fat
hate you.
Fat drunk clown. Get it right.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. That
There's
was
a cover band in Scotland that was like Fat Bob and the Drunk Clowns.
Awesome.
Sorry, awesome. You're too young to remember these things.
Okay, whatever. Whatever, but I'm not too young to remember the Ninja Turtles or Ghostbusters.
Yeah, well,
I remember that. I still have my toys somewhere. Maybe I'll bring them next week and I'll use my pizza gun to blind you.
Oh! But,
or maybe to render you silent.
Maybe I'll use my safety goggles.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done. Thanks for listening, guys. You can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Now you can listen to the Inkstead Show. Have fun with that. I don't know what you're saying. Anyways, I'll be back next week, guys. Thanks for listening and calling in and stuff. Have a great week. What is this? I don't even know what CD I have queued up. Sure, why not?